Okay, this is why we MP3 the Shirim. Okay, Sunday night, Lady Shirim Chavis Halvavis, or Le Chavis, something like that. Okay, can I have that, please? Just.
I'm in the wrong place because I missed.
Yeah, I want to. I'm really uncomfortable what we're learning. He's very harsh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're really up to here, but okay, we'll start from the bottom of page 20, Kamo Emunas HaYichud. No, that's really back. Too much. Yeah. No. We will start from there. It's the last line of page 20. He's talking about that. Chavis Halvavis is discussing what drove him to write the Sefer, and he says, like, people are not in touch with what's really. What do people think of the. Did you read the email I sent out from Rabbi Cardozo? And yes. Then did you see today's. I got like.
Am I Shabbos guest Friday night? Your clarification helped, but there was a lot of talk in shul Friday night. But it was so clear if you had been to the
classes. I didn't think there was any issue, you know?
There was no issue.
Yeah, explained.
Was this on your shul?
I got from men, from a couple men, I got a very harsh.
Right.
Reaction. That's why I sent the clarification, but I didn't back down. In the so he said,
I think the
Rabbi
discussed this.
Yeah.
So good. I thought the article.
But he put it so well.
Yeah, he did.
He's a very good.
He's a good writer. But if you hadn't heard the concept before, it's you have to unravel to get.
Someone sent me an email. This article gave me and my wife the willies. We're like in a state of shock. Like, no, you have to join the shuls. You have to join the shul. Subscribe at BTYA list, something like that. Okay, let's learn. So what words does it start with? The list. Line on page 20. Yeah, he's talking about that people. Again, he's being very harsh, and as a man, as a male, someone came over to me. In fact, I was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, so that means it was a week ago, or 10 days ago, and we were schmoozing, we're talking, and I said that I learned Chavis Halvavis in the shul. And he says, really? I said, he's so negative about learning Torah. He comes across as with a negativity in the Hakdama about devoting oneself, I should say, of course, you know, devoting oneself to learning Torah. And I said, yeah. Yeah, I said, and I sort of said, we don't paskin like the Chavis Halvavis. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's the feeling I have, I told him. So we don't do like the Chavis Halvavis. If someone would come to me and say, you know, I have 8 hours a day to learn, how should I spend it? So I would say, you know, I think a half hour of Chavis Halvavis is enough. But really it's silly what I'm saying. Why? Because all you gain out of the half hour of